President Bob Stallman says the 6 million-member American Farm Bureau Federation will make an all-out effort this year to kill cap-and-trade climate legislation and reform the so-called death tax.
Frankly, I think the future of agriculture in this country is on the table. A lot of these efforts that are being talked about, then that if put in place, would drive a lot of agricultural production out of this country. And we don't want to see that happen.
In remarks to AFBF's Commodity Advisory Committee conference in San Antonio, Stallman said the nation's largest farm group was largely responsible for blocking Senate passage of the Boxer-Kerry climate change bill in 2009.
That legislation was bad news for U.S. agriculture. But that doesn't mean we can rest on our laurels and give up, because there are elements, not only in this country, but internationally, that are going to keep pounding and keep trying to figure out some way of putting serious restrictions on the use of carbon in a manner that won't be good for us or our economy.
On reforming the estate tax, Stallman said Farm Bureau's goal
is to try to get as high an exemption as possible, low a tax rate as possible, and get some certainty in terms of time. You know, this every year thing with the rules changing is not good for planning.
The estate tax is currently repealed, but without congressional action, it returns next year to pre-2001 levels by taxing estates worth more than $1 million at a rate that tops out at 55%. For AgriPulse, I'm Stuart Doan in San Antonio.